Anyway, sorry, I had to go into a part two, and I gotta go to bed, and I still need to listen to Taylor Swift. I keep not, and it's driving me bonk. Anyways, so I don't know, like, I don't even know where I ended, but I think Braille has its place, and I think you still need to know it. It's like akin to the sighted people learning handwriting. While they were learning that, I was learning Braille. However, and I know people will argue me on this, I don't know what I think about blind people learning print. It has its benefits, but it's so hard. And I never learned print. And the center for the orientation center, they tried to have me learn print at 19. And I had gone my whole life without, I had felt letters and I dabbled a little bit and tried to learn some. I could write my name, but they wanted me to learn all the numbers in the alphabet, and it was just impossible. And I think back to, like, if I would have done it younger, I might have been more successful, but I just did it while I was in the center to do it because I had to, and I quit because I just can't. I just couldn't get it. I don't know. Like, I just couldn't get it, but, yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, there's a place, though, for Braille. For Braille and for, I have a Braille embosser too, which I never use, but anyway, there's a place for Braille, and there's a place for, like, just, technology, and I was raised in a very different world because we didn't have all this accessibility that we do now, but I really think there's a balance, and I don't like the people going to either side, like no Braille or all Braille, because I really think they both have their places. And I don't agree with the sighted people not learning how to spell because, oh, well, we have the spell check, and, oh, you can learn how to proofread with a screen reader, and that's bonk. Like, that's a recipe for disaster. Like, it scares me almost to see what happens when all these people start working, because it's just not there. Now, I am curious, though, if I were to go to high school today, would I learn Windows because they're exclusively Mac? And if not, how would I adapt that to my life now because I know Windows? So I'm curious. Sometimes I'm glad I'm not in high school anymore, but sometimes I wish I was, just to kind of see what the technology landscape would be like. But yeah, like, I just think there's places for both, and I don't really like going to either side of the thing, of the spectrum at all. And like I said, I was very fortunate, and I'm nowhere near a computer techie guru. Well, I'm techie, but I'm nowhere near, like, a computer science major. I mean, I'm pretty good with computers, but I know some people that know a lot more than me, but I mean, I've even helped a couple people learn how to use iPhones and iPads and stuff like that. I've always thought it would be fun to teach blind kids. I did at the center. There were a couple times they had me fill in and teach Braille, and I liked it a lot because I was really good at it, and I still am. And one of my friends, the Commission for the Deaf, got her an iPad, and they might get her an iPhone, and I was really excited to hear that, like, they're starting to expand on products because everyone pounds JAWS, and I was lucky because I got JAWS from the Commission all the stuff for college, but I've known people that had to save up so much money, or, like, one of my friend's parents had to, like, pretty much get a loan just to get her a computer and, like, things like that. I've heard stories like that, and so, you know, there's a lot more cheaper ways now, and I think that teachers should learn them. I don't know. I'm not really in school, and I don't teach people, but it'd be interesting to see the landscape now being so different and so technology. But I just think there's places for both, and I don't like going to the extreme on either side because technology has its place, but I just, it bong fangled. It just confuses me that so many people think that Braille doesn't really have its place, and I don't read Braille hardly ever. I mean, I know it, and I don't read it that much because I just use it for, like, labeling my stuff, but I mean, I do have a Braille Bible, and I do like Braille still, but I think it has its place, and I mean, I just can't imagine never being taught Braille. or never being taught a computer, I can't comprehend any of this. Like, I just can't imagine never learning Braille. Like, I'd be a wreck. It was like the foundation of everything I ever learned. I can't imagine. I mean, it'd be like, I can't even explain it. I mean, it'd almost be like another disability, not knowing it. So anyway, those are just some of my thoughts. And I think the bigger screens, especially the iPhone 6s, are good for Braille input mode because I love it. And I actually like it now because I can type in Braille and it's really fast and it feels comfortable to me and I'm really excited about that. So I guess I am using Braille more now. Wish I could have a display on my phone. But anyway, and so that's nice. But I can't get it on the iPod. The screen's just so small that I just can't get it. I've tried and tried and I just can't get it. But it works well on these bigger screens. And I love it a lot. But yeah, I just think there's a place for both. And I just don't like going to either side. And it's funny to me that now the sighted people are catching up to the same thing. Like, oh, we don't need to learn spelling. And that's just, oh my gosh, like, people think work ethic is bad now. It's going to be real bad. Like, I don't know how people are ever going to do their jobs or get hired. I mean, what if your technology quits? Or what if you have a job where you have to file stuff or write stuff by hand? Or, I mean, medical charts? Oh my God, could you imagine? I just, not knowing how to spell, that's like ignorance. Like, I understand if you got a horrible education and you're blind or you have a disability where you can't spell or you were sighted and you didn't get afforded the right education for poverty, something like that. But if you have the resources and you have a good education and you can't spell, that's just not acceptable. It's just not. So the world coming up today with all this technology is good, but it kind of scares me a bit. Anyway, that's just some of my thoughts, and I'll talk to you guys later. How do I get out of here? Ah!